I had just moved to South Africa and was at dinner one night in Sophiatown, a restaurant named after the lost black township, when a man approached, clutching a pamphlet. Why Biko would not vote. The seller of the stapled booklet also turned out to be its author, Andile Mkhletama. This might be the age of iPad and Twitter, but Mkhletana, a radical activist, continues a centuries-old tradition of political pamphleteering and verbal gunslinging. He talked to me about black revolution, his contempt for the African National Congress, and his disavowal of Nelson Mandela's Rainbow Nation miracle. Mkhletana argues that Biko would reject every political party in South Africa today, even those that claim to carry the torch of black consciousness. Instead, he would be blocking roads, burning tires, and speaking for protest groups failed by the system, such as the anti-eviction and landless people's movements. In my experience, Biko is less celebrated in modern South Africa than anyone who recalls the film Cry Freedom might expect. The ascent of the ANC to power has become the founding myth, even a secular religion, with Mandela crucified, risen, and showing divine forgiveness. Beside this dominant narrative, Biko and Pan-Africanist Congress founder Robert Sobukwe seem to be the gods of a dying faith, preserved largely in museums and theatres. Last week, Mkhletana was across the road from Sophiatown at Museum Africa for the Josie Book Fair. I'd read that the Cape Town Book Fair a week earlier had been criticised as disproportionately white, with one publisher complaining, "Where are the blacks?" In Johannesburg, it was a different story, and at Mkhletana's event, I was the only white in the room, although he and I did share something. An ill-matching suit jacket and jeans. His recent New Frank Talk pamphlets have included From Mbeki to Zuma, What's the Difference?, contending that both presidents embrace market fundamentalism that serves a white minority at the expense of a black majority. And blacks can't be racist, arguing that in an anti-black world, black people do not have the political power to be racist. At the Josie Book Fair, he was launching and debating an edition on the Football World Cup, that glorious spectacle hailed by South African politicians and global observers as a triumphant coming of age for the whole country. But guess what Mkhletana thought of it? "We said to FIFA, we are ready and available for you to come and steal from us," he told a receptive audience. "FIFA gave us a list of groceries and we cooked. Then FIFA arrived. They ate. We served them and we were spectators. Why did we not raise our voices? Why did the South African media not question the World Cup?" He condemned the demolition of schools to make way for a stadium in Nelspruit, the erection of a concentration camp to relocate people near Cape Town, and the deaths of 20 black babies at state hospitals because investment had been directed elsewhere. He branded Archbishop Desmond Tutu evil for remarking, "Even if those stadiums become white elephants, so be it." I rose from my seat, took the microphone and addressed the room, asking Mkhletana if he thought the World Cup had any intangible benefits for nation-building, racial unity, the soul of the country. He replied, "In one way I think we needed the World Cup. After 16 years of one failure after another failure, of promises and lies, you get the situation where there's a bubbling unhappiness on the ground, so the Vuvuzela is a valve that allows us to breathe a little. It seems to be soccer has become the new opium of the masses. What do we do with the people who are jumping up and down, celebrating their own defeat?" Mkhletana believes the World Cup showed how Africa is turned into a brothel where white people come and have fun. But that's not to say he harks back to an uncorrupted African Eden. He said, "If we say the central question is who we are Africans. But the question is, what is an African? Who called this continent Africa? Who is this person? Because all the literature that I can get, it's the white people who call this continent Africa. We do not have a monolithic understanding or even one culture as African people. What unites us as oppressed people who were enslaved. Only we were enslaved. That is the only thing that unites black people anywhere in the world. our blackness and the fact we were available to slavery in the way that we have been. I know a lot of so-called coloured people and so-called Indian people don't want to be black. Okay, that's fine. Also, black people don't want to be black. Yes, and I understand that. Why would you want to be the thing that is oppressed when whiteness is closer to godliness? To laughter from the audience, he continued. And by the way, there's no Africa to go back to. That thing is done, it's gone. We can make ourselves. We can decide who we are. That is the power of individualism and black consciousness. We are not trapped to being African. Africa is something that happened a long, long time ago. It's a very basic question. What does it mean to be free? Umtlitana is the son of farm and domestic workers. He holds a master's degree in sociology and follows in a grand tradition of mavericks who prefer to agitate outside the tent than run for office. South Africa, where one party remains dominant, possibly needs more of them. On my way out of the talk, an ANC member stopped me. He said, Andile knows what he's talking about. He worked for an NGO in some of the worst parts of South Africa. He's a very original thinker, very provocative. He's going to be the new Steve Biko. The stranger went on, but he needs to be careful, that boy. He's becoming a problem. He should get a bodyguard or two, or one day something will happen and they'll say it was an accident. Then another stranger joined the fray with an equally jolting contribution. Andile likes white women, he said, grinning mischievously. Black radicals often do, and white women like them. They like a black man who can think. That sounded like several political grenades lobbed into one statement. I didn't wait around for the explosion.